Hey, how's it going, everyone? I'm seeing some positive signs for home buyers in this market right now, especially in Ohio. So what's been happening is with the natural increase here in interest rates that the Fed had to implement just because the inflation levels, they had to do something. So their move is always first to raise interest rates. So they were hovering in the twos in mid to late summer of 2021. And now the national 30-year fixed average is around 6, 6.5, somewhere around there, give or take a few days or a week here and there. What we're seeing in Ohio here is a lot of people, a lot of sellers are trying and have been attempting to get the top of the market. So they saw, tons of multiple offer scenarios when people were listing a lot of homes, a majority of them selling within the first few days of hitting the market. With tons of offers that the sellers were seeing. So obviously it's natural for sellers to want to catch the top, right? So what they do is they're listing a little bit maybe higher, kind of where the trends were. But that's kind of where the trends were when rates were a little lower, right? So now if someone, we're seeing a lot more homes stay on the market a little bit longer now and also have some price drops and also maybe that they fall apart a week or two after going under contract because maybe the buyers have second thoughts or they kind of see that maybe it was overpriced a little bit, so maybe their financing falls out or they have cold feet. So it's a positive sign for home buyers because there's a little bit more inventory for to choose from. So these months from like April to September usually is what we call busy season anyway. So a lot of times sellers are listing their homes during this time. Couple that with them lasting longer on the market. So the inventory is just naturally kind of growing. So there's a little bit more out there and slightly less competition. Overall, that's really great, right? Because if you have been home shopping and maybe you've put in some offers and have lost out, now's a good chance to potentially snag something that's maybe a perfect home, but it's been on the market for 10 to 14 to 20 days. And it's maybe something that within the last 8 months it wouldn't have been possible to offer a little bit lower at asking price. Now it's definitely becoming more possible. So overall that's great because I mean it's great relatively, right? I mean it's great if you are home buying. If you're it's still historically an amazing time to sell, right? Because inventory is historically low and prices are still high. However, on the buy side, it just eases up a little bit of that competition. So overall, I think if you have been home buying and in the home buying process, it is a good time to snag something, and also potentially is a great time to get a deal. So just that. So don't get discouraged. I guess the moral of the story is if you are looking for a home, keep plugging away. You are probably not far away from landing the home of your dreams because of the activity we're seeing in the market right now. So don't see a huge, 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 huge influx because I don't know how much more the Fed is going to raise interest rates. Even if they do a little bit, we're kind of seeing a local kind of top here of being able to predict more what these prices are going to do. So overall, when it's a more balanced market, it's kind of good for both sides, and we like win-win scenarios, right? So that's kind of the long and short of it. So I will be back soon with some updates of what I've been seeing. Have a great one.